stuck out like so. Just think, see that gonna find on this and pan this show. Then from the major, the fire in breathing, eating, the baby for you. And that is how we live on a funny boat.
Hold up.
Come back at Jamaica, everything insecure. Rich and get rich and the poor are dead poor. Come back to me and say, pan this girl poor. Come back to me and say, there's my skull poor. DJ don't carry, tell me what poor. Yes, a giant profile, I'll come up and tour. Booga man up and I'll see march and tour. Tour Kingston and I'll go tour, tour, tour. But me know the way them would have must let me sure. And the DJ, them man, teach me for no more. Dashing and fighting, them no unite no more. All I tell the guy, them people come like a sword. It seems like the people they don't love God no more. It's only so the sickness, them girls are the core. I sat in my back all I want to say that. So me left from Jamaica, the fire is on tour. And then the friend from the bank. All of them are dancing at the evolution. Then and then I run competition. Man, I take the money and I go over man. And I trust full, just a friendly man. But they pay me right, they play me right.
We got Chosen humming in the mic over here, ladies and gentlemen. That was a tour, as Chosen was sharing with me. That was the actual Funk Flex remix there from the Prophecy album. So that was pretty cool. It was an interesting twist.
Yeah, I like that because what he was saying lyrically is that when he's been around the world, so he's on tour. And when he came back to Jamaica, everything gone wrong, everything insecure, like the people that love God no more. Talking about the lifestyles of what people are doing, it's like they don't love God anymore. You understand? So it's like he's giving this like statement of like, yo, this is not what we should be doing as a culture and as a country. And it's just like the people don't love God. And if you can take it to Jamaica, but you can put it to the world, how the world is right now and what's going on with this. So I always thought that's like a real dope kind of concept.
Yeah, it's interesting. It touches, at least to me, it strikes me as a similar conversation to the topic of libidinal economy. I just learned about that recently. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, you know, indulging in music and culture just for the sake of indulging in certain beliefs, like again getting away from things that may be more morally just, like following in God, to indulge in more cultural behaviors that may be drawing away. And so it's interesting you touch on that, and the relevance of that conversation, because it's one of the common topics that comes up in the course of my show. Where, again, I don't do it necessarily to judge others, but I look and I'm like, at some level, overindulgence in certain behaviors does tend to result in a very negative culture that adopts behaviors that are demeaning and reductive to our potential, I think. So, no, that's a very interesting insight on that, and I appreciate you for sharing that again.
Oh,
no,
this is, I'm happy to be here, man. You're inspiring with this different type of music and genres, and, you know, so, you know, let's keep going.
All right.
Fling on some,
So we were talking about one on the way up, weren't we? The Funk Master, no, sorry, not Funk Master, Grandmaster Mel, right?
Yeah, Beat Street. Go Google a movie. The movie is cool. It's actually taken from a movie, Beat Street. I think it was made in the 80s. And it's a classic movie. A lot of hip-hop references made from that movie. It's a real, like I said, if you're a history person and wants to kind of see where the roots of like hip-hop come and see what the South Bronx looked like back in the day with the burning buildings, and you'll kind of get an insight into how the culture and how rough New York was with the crack epidemic and all of the crime, and like I said, buildings were burning down, but still amongst all of that, a culture was managed to be made, and that culture is hip-hop. And if we look at hip-hop now, it's the multi-billion, trillion kind of industry that's gone way far from the roots of where it actually came from. And that movie is a real great insight. Also goes into graffiti as well. One of the characters is a graffiti artist. So it also kind of gives you the thing about art and where how that's gone. And to see now hip-hop is so far removed from that is just like, wow. So it's really if you want to check out a movie to just look at, to like a throwback movie, like I definitely recommend Beach Street. It's deep too. It's like a lot of Biggie, a lot of 2009 references that movie.
No, that's, I thank you for sharing that, because I had a question. So I think we talked about this on the web as mm-hmm. well. I'm a music nerd, so mm-hmm. when I hear a song, I'm looking at the whole culture mm-hmm. behind it as well. Yeah. And when I typed this in after I received your message, I was like, wait, was this part of the soundtrack for Beast Street?
Yeah,
I was seeing the
it
film
was part of the soundtrack, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the last, without giving it away, it's like one of the last songs, and it's like so anthemic for that last part of the movie. And it's like I said, I watched that. That's a movie I've seen a thousand, million times. Like it's one of those movies I can go, like Coming to America, I can go kind of verbatim and word for word for it. But the power of it always hits me in the same spot. Just something real chilling. Like you said, the word prophetic, just from the time that was written and what he was talking about, it's just like, how? You know, yeah. And just the power and the delivery and the music and the horns and even the scratches.
Yeah.
It's just like something real different.
Absolutely. So now we have to go again. We're going to go ahead and play, yeah, but now we really have to get into it. Let's go ahead and get B Street up. And again, just a clarification here. It says it's by Grandmaster Flash, but I want to clarify this is actually by Grandmaster Melly Mel and the Furious Five. So if you see the credit attributions, it's a little different based on the digital economy, but it is by Grandmaster Melly Mel here. Beat Street, the 12-inch single version, and that silly refers to the vinyl release it came from. So try and get as authentic as possible here with the...
If you can go to verse three, that would be, because it's a dope song, but like it's a 7-minute song.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and try to get to verse three on that one. I think
just go midway if you can.
Definitely. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and pop that up here, make sure I don't accidentally give it away yet. All right, let me see. I think that's about three. Yeah, that should be right at the spot where it was, if I remember the timestamp correctly. Again, Beat Street by Grandmaster Melly Mel and the Furious Five here on WMEC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. Check it out.
What did you find just us under the unemployment line? You find just us sweating from dawn to dusk. There's no justice, this is just us. Still life, urban masterpiece. Your trademark was written on chains and walls. $1 million gift, only God released. And yet you got killed for nothing at all. So after this, there'll be no more hard times, no more bad times, and no more pain. No more chump chains, none of that bull. Just movies, museums, and the Hall of Fame. So all you hip hops, get on up and let's take it to the top where we belong. Cause the age of the Beat Street wave is here. Everybody, let's sing along. To come on and say ho,
ho,
say ho,
ho.
And to let me know I'm rocking the microphone. Everybody say Ramone. A newspaper, birds in the sand, and the headlines say man destroys man. Extra, extra, read all the bad news on the wall. Would lose the rise and fall, the last great empire, the sound of the whole world caught on fire, the ruthless struggle, the desperate gamble, the game that left the whole world in shambles, the cheats, the lies, the alibis, and the foolish attempt to conquer the skies, lost in space, and what is it worth? The president just forgot about Earth, spending multi-billions and maybe even trillions. The cost of weapons ran in the zillions, there's gold in the street, and there's diamond under feet, and the children in Africa don't even eat. On the faces, they're living like mice, and the houses even make the ghetto look nice, huh? The water tastes funny, it's forever too sunny, and they work all month and don't make no money. A fight for power, a nuclear shower, a people shop out in the darkest hour. The sight unseen and voices unheard, and finally the bomb gets the last word. Christian killed Muslim and German killed Jews, and everybody's bodies are used and abused, huh? Minds are poisoned and souls are polluted. Superiority complex is deep rooted. Allegiance and license, and people got egomaniac controls the self-righteous. Nothing is sacred and nothing is pure. So the revelation of death is our cure. Hitler and Caesar, Custer and Reagan, Napoleon, Castro, Mussolini and Begin, Genghis Khan and the Shah of Iran. Men spill the blood of the weaker man. The people's in terror, the leaders made the error, and now they can't even look in the mirror. Cause we gotta suffer while things get rougher, and that's the reason why we got to get tougher. So learn from the past and work for the future, and don't be a slave to no computer. Cut the children of man, inherits the land, and the future of the world is in your hands. So just throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you believe that you're the future, scream it out and say, oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah.
No, that was dope. Beat Street by Grandmaster Melly Mel and the Furious Five. So, no, again, would you please share what you were saying earlier?
No, just saying that it was like that guy wrote this wherever it was in the 80s, and it's like he was just writing for the future. Even the first line, a newspaper burned on the sand, it's like, that's deep. Like, that's a first verse. I always, whenever I listen to hip-hop, I always like, what's the first line you're going to say? And I'm just like, a newspaper burned on the sand. I'm like, damn. And the whole thing about the future and don't be a slave to no computer. And then now when you think about it, like, we, that is where we are. And then now, even as I just said that, that's where you get to me against the algorithm. I just put that, and that was no connection I thought of, but that kind of thinking process of the slave to the computer and now the algorithm is like the connection, which was what we was talking about it. In this moment, it's like everything's kind of connected. It all came from somewhere, and it's all part of, you know, a thing that we have. So I would say, yeah, to, you know, go back, watch the movie, listen to, you know, people now, it's just music is in and out. But for those that like lyrics and like things, it's like, go listen to what people was doing, man.
Yeah, definitely strongly encouraged. I mean, not just this particular text, but to your point, yeah. Research the inspiration. It's something
any form of music of why is it the way it is now?
Yeah.
You go back and you'll be like, okay, that's where that comes from.
Yeah, and especially now with something else we were talking about on the way to the station, it there's so much more access now in this digital era. Like, don't be beholden to computers, but please, I highly encourage, take advantage of the tools we have nowadays to research and obtain new ways of learning. I mean, we're looking at this from a digital construct. I'm using Serato, iTunes, and Spinitron to research the histories, but there's more technologies than that available now. These are just the ones we're using by the studio bylines, but there are so many more ways to indulge. Again, Discogs, all music. I mean, even Napster may still be around as well. Like, you can use these tools to really get a sense of the culture. And again, as much as like academia says, don't rely too much on it, I still encourage using Wikipedia because of the plethora of sources you have available to further break down each section of the cultural influence, the text itself, as well as where you can find even more information about what you're reading or the work itself. So
definitely.
No, that's definitely dope insight, because for real, it's something I think is missing, honestly, in a lot of songs. There's a few artists that are still doing it here and there, like Kendrick, J. Cole, and even Lecrae at some level, but it's like I still want to see more, because I'm personally hungry for more of that hip-hop and even music in general that has that layer. So no, that's a great insight, appreciate sharing.
Definitely.
So yeah, there's a few more inspirations again. So, but first, before we do that, we talked about a few songs already. We talked about B Street. We talked about earlier with Tour by Capleton, Anytime a Bounty Killer. Mm-hmm. So it's okay if we go ahead. We talked about the scientific elements that make it up. Is it okay if we play the result here of, like, you mentioned, me against the algorithm. Mm-hmm. Look how all these influence together, this notion of freeing and uplifting oneself, and also being aware of the transitioning cultural aspect. So we're gonna go ahead and play this one here, Me Against the Algorithm by the artist Chozan, kind of to reflect on all these different themes presented by Bounty Killer, Capleton, and Grandmaster Melly Mel here. Me Against the Algorithm featuring Mark Saunders?
Yeah.
Cool beans. All right, we're gonna go ahead and play that here, ladies and gentlemen, coming up on WMECFM College Park. Check it out.
We ain't a number or a calculation. I am more the simulation or operation. We losing privacy and all our information. Mental health plague in this generation. Award shows looking very pagan. Looking like rituals for Satan. Videos all dark vibrations. Young kids depressed with ADHD. Disappointed cause they life ain't like the TV. Everything digital, big weird energy. Google this, I think the Google watching me.
My theories are conspiracies,
but my people dropping down real rapidly. Everybody want the quote, who the foreign bends? Nobody wanna work, they wanna influence. It looks like the robots are winning. Father forgive them, cause it's me against the algorithm.
Data transfer complete.
Robots and AI taking poor people's living.
Father forgive them, cause it's me against the algorithm.
Fight back and ride against the system.
Father forgive them, cause it's me against the algorithm.
Make a new world, and this is the beginning.
Father, forgive
us,
cause it's me against the algorithm.
We ain't free, this is a digital prison.
don't push health, push vaccines. Pedophiles get ads in magazines. Sex trafficking girls with no fathers.
I do not support Balenciagas.
And Yeezys make me feel uneasy. No matter what the bloggers try and feed me. On God, I spit truth in the verse. And you weirdos can keep your metaverse. They try and tell our young girls to thoughts. They ain't your fans, they just butts. Your management paid for your sluts. Liquor company feeding you shots. The media get paid to say you're hot. And black kids still getting shot. Self-isolation turned the world cold. They're coming for the kids in your soul. They push crypto and digital currency. I guess poverty ain't a real emergency.
Mission complete.
Robots and AI taking poor people's living.
Father, forgive them,
cause it's me against the algorithm.
Fight back and fight against the system.
Father, forgive them,
cause it's me against the algorithm.
They trying to make a new world and this is the beginning.
Father, forgive them,
cause it's me against the algorithm.
We ain't free, this is a digital prison.
Father, forgive them,
cause it's me against the algorithm.
Them young boys ain't got no feelings. Pretty girls honey trapping and stealing. Trying to get followed by the millions. And corporations pimp it out of children. Billionaires flashing off their billions. Show tickets 2K to make a killing. Kids depressed all up in their feelings. Educated kids drug dealing. Everybody out here sinning. Lord, it's me against the algorithm. They got them paying to be famous. No talent, just drip, they're the lamest. We used to get killed for some new shoes. Now we're getting killed for YouTube.
Scanning.
Mission failure.
Robots and AI taking poor people's living.
Father, forgive them,
cause it's me against the algorithm.
Fight back and fight against the system.
Father, forgive them,
cause it's me against the algorithm.
They trying to make a new world and this is the beginning.
Father, forgive them,
cause it's me against the algorithm.
We ain't free, this is a digital prison.
Father, forgive him,
cause it's me against the algorithm.
The Lord, I still did that.
Goodbye.
That was Me Against the Algorithm by Chosen and Mark Saunders here on WMUC-FM. Again, reflecting, again, clarification for FCC, again, not marketing, but reflecting the influence of Bounty Killer Anytime, Capleton 2, and Grandmaster Melly Mel's Beat Street, and looking at the ways how those songs kind of influence the recurring message that Chosen has chosen to incorporate into a more contemporary text for the modern audience. And it's something so interesting that arises from just all four of these songs themes that I was just talking with Chosen about, which is, especially that line where they talk about we used to get killed for new shoes and now we're getting killed for YouTube views, it ties back into the research I've been reading for my media research project. And also even some what Grandmaster Melly Mel was talking about, people are starting to get more frisky and go at each other for very intangible items, like to go against someone in a violent manner for YouTube views. Respectfully, anyone can get that. Even if it's not a large amount, you can still get YouTube views the way these engines and platforms are set up. I'll be honest, it baffles me because it's an intangible item. Just to do a tangible act of harming someone to obtain an intangible item, just that logic is a dissonance to me.
I think you could say it's and it's funny because to segue to this is like, that's why I was talking about in Blue Check Fame.
Yeah,
it's almost like a sickness.
Yeah,
and there's actually studies based on the endorphins or that the people are getting from like likes and from, so it's like it's a sickness.
Yeah,
and it's been a sickness that's been kind of given, and it's spread into a culture, but there's been no real doctors for it, and society has hopped on it, and now that's what it is. If I do this, then I can get 10,000 likes. If you have a conversation like this, it's like, oh, it's just a conversation, it's not interesting. But if I punch you in the face and then set fire to the studio and record it, that's just like, wow, I could get 1 million views for that. So our economy now is opinion and, you know, for the likes. And it's definitely a sickness, but that's the way it seems that, you know, I said a line about nobody want to work, we want to influence.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's the economy now is like, you don't have to have gone to school, you don't have to be, but if you say it and people believe you say it and they say, yeah, this guy says that, then all of a sudden you've got, you know, you're in a powerful position.
Exactly. And it's interesting you mentioned that about the whole, again, not wanting to work, wanting to influence, because ironically, I'm a communications major at UMD, and much of my work in the digital media field is related to that phenomenon, not just psychology, but also, to your point, understanding how that all works. Because I will say artists like D1 and artists like Bizzle, they come to mind as people who use their platform to influence in a positive manner, influence messages of positive Christian themes, biblical messaging, and even their own experience to uplift the culture. There's a way to use influencing for the good, but I'm going to sound very judgmental. There's a phrase I've come up with just after reading all this. We have too many people with screens and not enough people with brains, my friend. Yeah. It's genuinely crazy. Because, again, that notion, I'm going to just get online to influence, that's fine, but it has to be from a place of positivity. As D1 recently said, the devil can make you famous, too.
Yeah.
And so, to your point, is it worth it to set something on fire? Is it worth it to punch someone? Probably not. I mean, even if it is for a skit, I mean, it's one thing
I think it's on how you're framed. If your brain is already framed to, this is what I need to get the attention, then you're okay with doing it.
Yes.
One of the things that I really don't like is that the videos where you see someone just walk in and just punch someone in. You understand? That stuff is like, the lowest form of where we could be as human beings, of to get a reaction recorded. That if something happens, if we're in a situation, you may not get help because the help is phones recording you in a situation. And if we've gone to... seen so many YouTube videos where someone's been beaten up, they're on the floor, like they're dying, but people are recording. So we've gone into the we watch as opposed to we help. And we even create the situation so that you can watch on our, you know, like you said, on our screen.
Yeah.
And that's the, you know, the troubling part, I think, of where humanity is heading, could be heading. And it seems like the there used to be a grayer line, but what social media has done and what having, like I said, the screens have done is now, hey, now I can get you to watch me. I can get you to watch me. So everything's kind of gone out the windows, because I know that it seems that the more ratchet and the more crazy and the more violent and the more ignorant thing is, the more people you get to watch me. So I'm going to do this.
Yep.
And I think that's where we are in this moment in time.
Yeah, it's kind of scary to think about. And
it's very scary, actually.
And, you know, at some level, I won't say this to any one person, but I do feel some level, because we were talking about this when all the song was playing. I think at some level it's administered, like it's actively being like enforced upon us, institutionalized, whatever someone wants to call it.
Yeah.
I think that there is some kind of agenda to get at that.
Agreed.
Because as we've talked about, you get to a place now where it's all about focusing on the intangible, not just with like the likes on social media, but even with like your purchasing of the content to get the influence, like your CDs and now to digital streaming, and even something that Snoop Dogg alluded to. It's like you get $15 for $15 CD. You may not get $15 for $15 digital album. There's a whole bunch of in between somewhere distant.
Yeah, it takes a lot to get streaming. But in terms of what you're saying, if, again, these are my beliefs and not the beliefs of...
Yeah.
Is it...
Full disclaimer.
When everything's been taken away without knowing it, and I said that as well, we're in a digital cell, is it you can't touch a book. I want to read a book. Now, you don't have to go to a library to read a book. So at some point, libraries may go, I need to buy something from the store. Oh, you don't need cash for that. Cashless happens. I need to watch a movie. Oh, you can go to Netflix for that. So if everyone's controlling that, I have this thing I think about. All right, so everything now we can't touch, we can't hold, we can't have. Who controls the Wi-Fi? What happens if one day the switch goes off? What happens? You can't touch that. You haven't got that. You may not be able to get in your car. You can't send. You may not be able to get out of your house. That's the thing that think about. Of, as nobody, we've seen it in the movies, but that's deep.
It is.
And you can't have anything to, because everything you have is in a digital space, prison, cell, freaking simulation.
Yo,
and it's not yours.
That's honestly, again, a very, very jarring thought to think about. And, you know, it's funny we're talking about this concept of intangibility versus tangibility, institutionalized power. And you mentioned that idea of, when you talked about filming someone who's getting beat up, you reminded me of the George Floyd passing, the exact way that he passed. I remember seeing the news cameras not only capturing him being beat down by Derek Chauvin and the officers, but also like the surrounding audience of everyone on their phones. But I also recall that period of what it did to the art forms of music. And if it's okay, I wanted to go actually share this particular song, because you mentioned with B Street in particular how it was a tie into the film. It reminded me of Fight the Power, Public Enemy from Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. And there's an awesome, in my opinion,
That's a good link, actually. I never thought about it, because that was the scene, right? When he got...
If I'm not mistaken,
Yeah, you're right. And you see, again, we've gone back to how everything's connected.
Yeah.
There isn't a new thing.
It's
a thing in another time space.
Yeah.
That's a real... That's deep, actually.
Not for real.
It's the same thing.
It is.
And it was preluded.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I wanted to go ahead and pull up... there was a again, to your point of everything being connected and influence resulting in a same but newer message, there was a 2020 remix with even more artists who are operating in that conscious space. Nas, Rhapsody, oh my God, YG, and there's one more artist on there, I forget, Black Thought.
Okay.
And so there's a remix I'm going to go ahead and play, the 2020 Fight the Power remix by Public Enemy here on WMUC. College Park, WCFM College Park, where college radio is going to be conscious radio for a few minutes. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, check it out.
The year is 2020, the number. Another summer, get down. Sound of the funky drummer, music hitting the heart, cause I know you got soul.
The information age got him seeing what's really wrong with these racist days. I honor the strong and pity the weak. Your thoughts run your life, be careful what you think. Haiti beat France in century 17. Salute Toussaint and Dessalines. And I do love France, know what I mean? It's a system I'm talking, nobody's agreeing. They say it's suicide when dead bodies are swinging. Cowards are hunting black men, that's what I'm seeing. How many toasters have been burnt down? And once Central Park was a thriving black town. Yo, Chuck, I'm fighting the power right now, thanks to you, Flav and P.E. putting it down, putting your life on the line so I can rap now. The next generation still singing Fight the Power.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
Police think they Wayne, six nine over the law. Wanna give a short stick, but we really need a long. To the boys in the hood, ducking bullets and batons. From boys in the hood, triple K's on the arm. Four fingers on my palm, screaming fight, fight. Change the policy, defund, buy back our property. You love Black Panther, but not Fred Hampton. Word to the Howards and the Aggies and the Hamptons. They book us, won't book us, I'm Booker. T. Washington, George Hill, 420. Think about it, that's 2,000 pennies. The value black life, the cost of going to Wendy's for a four-quarter burger. Ended in murder, fight for Brianna and the pain of her mama. Gotta fight
the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. We got the fight the power.
Yeah, generations is how long we've been at war. The revolution on our platform. You break a man's mind and it's back. Your solidarity is what I'm wearing all black for. For comrades who don't fought without me, it's not to try and change our thoughts about me or to redirect your reports about me. Dear white people, you should take a course about me. Cause is it the long, elongated four-finger ring? The sciences of the arts, the songs we can sing? I really wanna know why y'all so scared. Probably cause the promised land, we almost there. But look, I think of images that fuel my youth. Interviews by Craig Hodges and Abdul Raouf. Examples like Olympic black power salutes and Panther troops. I saw as I pursued my truth. If racism is a cancer, black thoughts the answer. Gotta get up off the back porch. Emancipate your mind, get your bodies back from ransom.
Come on.
And all black hands up for the anthem.
Yo, yo, check this out, man.
Bring that beat back,
bring
man.
Bring that beat back.
Two, three.
People stronger than this evil, smashing your power structure, melanin royal regal. System designed to kill and unprotect. Worldwide hit the streets just to get some respect. Our fight and our rights for freedom will never waver. Justice Breonna Taylor, salute Chuck and Flavor. Feel the same anger since Radio Raheem died. Black power to the people, push forward pride.
fighting power like it's an octo. Born to fight, I made it off the block though. Thought he had a gun and he was black, that's the combo. The police killed George having a convo. They killed Malcolm X, they killed Dr. King. They gave us guns and dope, they wanna stop our kings. Trying to erase our history, stop and think. History class ain't tell us about Juneteenth. Cops don't give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a Negro, he's a key, bro. Living life on welfare. The last one who cared was Obamacare, round 12. Nose kinda bloody, gotta keep fighting. Trump through the North Korea, they respect violence. If you ain't trying to have your city on fire, put some respect on our name. We come from gold and diamonds.
Fight the power! Fight the power! Fight the power! We got to fight the powers that be. Elvis was a hero the most, but he never meant to me. You see, straight up racist, the sucker was simple and plain.
Give in, John Wayne.
Cause I'm black and I'm proud, I'm ready, I'm hyper, I'm amped. Most of my heroes don't appear no stamp. Sample all look like you looking by nothing but rending for 400 years if you check.
Don't worry, be happy.
Was a number one jam. Damn if I said you could slap me right here. Get it.
Let's get this party started right.
Right on, come on. What we got to say?
Yeah.
How do the people know the lay? Make everybody see in order to fight the powers that be.
Fight the Power 2020 Remix, ladies and gentlemen, featuring Nas, Rhapsody, Black Thought, Questlove, Jahi, and YG. And again, that was released, again, tying into this conversation that Chosen and I have been having about, you know, using platforms positively, but also the whole ecosphere of what we're seeing. What we're seeing in our media and how it's being represented. It's getting to a place where institutional control is definitely influencing a lot more than personally I feel it should be. But we're also seeing it in how, you know, of course I said the helicopter flies over, right? Censorship is fine, ladies and gentlemen. But no, again, following up on that, Fight the Power was one of the songs that came up from that theme. In particular, this remix, because to Chosen's point, the message never really changes. It's the same, it's just reinterpreted in new forms and brought about in ways that resonate with the contemporary culture it's released in. Whether that be Fight the Power back in the 1990s when hip-hop was really getting in that G-funk kind of new jack space, or whether that's the 2020s where it's still, again, the desire for those sounds are still relevant, but the artists who are now featured on it have new, broader perspectives to add to it, such as Rhapsody's tie to Breonna Taylor, or Black Thought's rhetoric on how he feels things have either changed or stagnated or even just been acknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
So any other thoughts you want to add on that?
Yeah, no, it said it. It's like I said, that connected to like a George Floyd is just like, oh wow, it's just like it's 360.
Yeah.
Everything seems like 360.
Yeah. Which is crazy because, you know, this thought scares me sometimes, but as you mentioned before, art mimics life.
Mm-hmm.
And to really think about how Fight the Power came from a scene within a movie to now seeing that scene play out in real life, it's crazy how Spike Lee kind of predicted that, but it's sad at the same time because it's what he predicted actually came to fruition. And not just once, but twice, and even now, and as I think about not just in the African-American context, with Alex Pretty and Renee Good recently with Ice, I mean, I think about why is this becoming normalized in our culture? I mean, at the end of the day, regardless of how the manner or what context, whether it's ICE or police brutality, the notion of hatred and just wanting to kill someone for what? Silencing? For enforcing a power dynamic? What's the fear? Is it a fear of loss? Is it a fear of something? Again, these are just my insights, but it's the relevant question that comes up to me when I think about this world.
Yeah. So. And that's I agree.
Just again, I can't.
Mind blowing, right?
Just yeah,
thinking.
It's truly again, as a Christian myself, I can only pray at that point, and I can only just send my best prayer. And when I get my chance to do like I'm doing now with my radio station platform, just have these conversations and really use it to uplift and reflect on texts and records, and just uplift the culture as best I can and do my best support from what I can do. And so that's the song that came to mind. Fight the Power 2020 Remix. But tying into some more of your, like, back to your influence, mm-hmm. like getting back into those themes, I like how you've taken us down this kind of really cool route of looking at cultural reflection through art.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you mentioned in conversation that you have a lot of other inspirations that also mm-hmm. tie into that notion of a good time and that notion of, like, experiencing culture and positivity. So if these tracks, for example, identify things that may not be the best representative of culture,
okay.
you definitely yourself share that you've had experience with tracks that you feel are good representation.
Okay.
Like, when you think back on that, what tracks come to your mind?
Of good times.
Good times. How to enjoy life, and what you feel is a good representation of where our culture can go.
This is the. Listen for a good time. All right. Before I go into a good time, and I go into a introspective deep time, still good time. All that I need, no. All that I got is you, Ghostface.
Oh,
it's like that. Not really a good time song, but that's just, if you just like songs that to me are just like powerful. And I don't see it as a sad song, or if they had to see it as like a victory type song of going through, you know, the struggle and giving props to moms.
Is that me?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, I got you. So I'm hearing new ones. I want to make sure whenever I play, I gotta make sure I pay respect to the artist. But no, that makes sense. So this would be a really cool track to play then. I think I've got the right one here, featuring Mary J. Blige,
yeah.
right? Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and we're gonna go ahead and play this track, All That I Got Is You by Ghostface Killa, featuring Mary J. Blige. If I'm mistaken, Wu-Tang Clan?
Yep.
Well, gotta make sure I remember the members correctly, man. Ghostface Killa. Shout out Wu-Tang Clan, ladies and gentlemen, here on WMUC-FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio. After a quick ad on YouTube. What's that track? Me Against the Algorithm? coming up shortly, ladies and gentlemen.
In the past, flashbacks when I was young. Whoever thought I'd have a baby girl and three sons? But going through this difficult stage, I found it hard to believe why my old earth had so many seeds. But she's her own woman, and due to me, I respect that. I saw life for what it's really worth and took a step back. Family ain't family no more. We used to play ball, eggs after school, eat grits cause we was poor. Grab the flies for the channel, fix the hanger on the TV. Rocking each other's pants to school wasn't easy. We survived winters, snotty nose with no coats. We kept it real, but the older brother still had jokes. Sadly, daddy left me at the age of 6. I didn't know nothing, but mommy neatly packed the shit. She cried, and grandma held the family down. I guess mommy wasn't strong enough, she just went down. Check it, 15 of us in a 3-bedroom apartment, roaches everywhere. Cousins and aunts was there, 4 in the bed, 2 at the foot, 2 at the head. I didn't like to sleep with John, he beat the bed. 7 o'clock, plucking roaches out the cereal box. She shared the same spoon, watching Saturday cartoons. Sugar water was a thing, every meal was no frill. In the summer, free lunch held us down like steel. And it was days I had to go to Texas with a note. Stating, Gloria, can I borrow some food? I'm dead broke. So embarrassing, I couldn't stand a knock in they door. My friends might be laughing, I spent stamps in stores. Mommy wears a toilet paper, used the newspaper. Look, Miss Rose gave us a couch, she's the neighbor, things was deep. My whole youth was sharper than cleats. 2 brothers with muscular dystrophy killed me, but I remember this. Mom's a lick of fingertips to wipe the coal out my eye before school with a spit. Caseworker had to run it back to face to face. I bought a case house and try to throw us out of our place. Sometimes I look up at the stars and analyze the sky and ask myself, was I meant to be here? Why?
Thank you.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Chose and dropping some early Mother's Day vibes for the ladies. Oh,
I didn't station. Even think about that. Yeah, that's a yeah. You're right. That is a Mother's Day song. That's to me, that's such a beautiful song.
It is.
I feel like that's like if there's like a list of hip hop songs that I feel should have got a Grammy, I think that should have got a Grammy.
Yeah.
And I'd put another song in the same category, Beanie Siegel, Feel It in the Air.
Mm.
Same thing. That should have got a Grammy too. Just like. And the beautiful thing I feel about hip hop is that I feel that this song was one of the first songs I could say that I generally might have teared on hearing it, thinking about my mom and my struggle and people that I've seen going through stuff. Like, if hip hop can be that powerful to make you tear, then just imagine of the power that actually is in the music.
Man.
You know? But it's not pushed like that now.
No.
Because if you think about what's pushed now, it's everything apart from emotion and feeling and story and, you know, whatever. So, the you know, the people that bees, the controllers, the they, the them, the people, you know, in the office somewhere know what they're doing and what they, you know, controls, which goes back to the algorithms and what, you know, you should be listening to this. Don't listen to that. Listen to this.
Yeah.
And, you know, how powerful, like, music is. It's supposed to do all things to you, but one of the things that's missed out is it was a touch something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And to your point, I think even unpacking like what you just said about emotionally reaching at an audience, I think something else that it gets underrated even more nowadays than ever, or maybe it gets accepted and just turned not into the best positive context, is the element of a music video.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about
they've changed. Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about now just this version I pulled up was from the music video. And thinking about that notion of being in a close-knit city with more townhome orientation to flashing back between scenes of mother and son dynamics.
The story.
Yeah, and then tying into even like having the live, full-on orchestra.
Yeah.
I was going to say band, but again, orchestra.
Yeah, orchestra,
that,
yeah.
It's an essence of the art form that I think, to your point, is not often appreciate or acknowledge anymore.
I think it's been stripped. You know, they say that the Insta everything, so now it's like, oh, videos now need to be like under a minute. So under a minute, you can strip away all of that stuff, and now people are like, oh, well, you can just be rapping with 60 people behind him. Oh, that's great. Oh man, amazing. Again, the art, which then kind of comes back to what we said about the tangible stuff of taking.
Yeah.
Stuff. So now we're taking that. The next is going to be, we don't even need you to see you on the screen anymore.
Yeah, for real.
We just have dots going, like, you know, or something.
Exactly. And it's, yeah. I think, to your point, when I'm seeing in all these comments we've shared in the conversation, I think the artist is being taken more out of the art. Especially, nowhere is that more confirmed to me than when I see, like, AI artists coming out.
Yeah.
And, like, really trying to mimic, quote-unquote, aesthetics. Without actually looking at the cultural influence. Like, these artists weren't just, I mean, some of them were at a certain level, but some, not these artists weren't performing this image of being someone who came from the quote-unquote hood or someone who just had an unfortunate, like, some of them chose that to have something to talk about in newer, in contemporary times, but a lot of them didn't choose that, and a lot of them don't advocate for it as a place of something to be proud of. It's something they're like, look, don't hate the place, be grateful where you came from, but try your best to elevate. I think that's the missing common theme. Modern music is focused, at least to me when I hear hip-hop in particular, it's focused on a stagnation in that environment.
Agreed.
Older hip-hop is focused on a progression.
Yeah.
It's and I just watched that years go down of that uplifting, progressive message just to the expense of, I'm from this place, I've run everything, I've run the block. It's like, fine, run the block, but running the block doesn't mean you have to put fear in people. Running the block can mean you support your neighborhood. You contribute to opportunities to help grow.
Yeah.
I think at a certain level, so... it's missing a certain level. So I thank you for sharing that point as well. So we have like 5 more minutes for the 150 mark. Is there any other particular track you want to go ahead and get the audience in their ears?
You know what? I'll go for it. I was thinking about it. A song that really uplifts me. Because you said about uplifting, I was just like, I had a brain freeze. DJ Khaled, Nipsey Hussle, Higher.
Aha! That's like, interesting.
That's one of my uplifting playlist songs.
With John Legend too, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't heard that one in a minute. And I'm cracking up that Nipsey Hussle is gone. That still sets in my mind. I mean, people talk about Takeoff being gone. I'm like, Nip's died too. Nip is literally, he was taking pictures with a lot of artists who are still doing their thing now, like D1, like a Pusha T, and now he's gone. Like the images are still so vibrant, and his presence is vibrant. And even though he had one official studio album released in his time with Victory Lap, I think was the album, it's his impact of what he did beyond the music.
Yeah, the music of, you know, community and pushing and money and, you know, bringing the hood to a different place and businesses and, you know, teaching and, you know, it's just interesting that people like that, you know, die.
They get silenced.
And then
people
that just promoting, you know, die.
You're getting right at where I was going with it.
Still here, still
right,
still getting more than, you know,
keep rapping about that keep rapping about that image, but you know, don't rap about progression. Whoever does that, you know, again, I'm gonna come back to a point on that after I play this song, because you brought up another interesting point. But again, John Legend, Nipsey Hussle on DJ Khaled's track Higher here, ladies and gentlemen, coming up on WMEC-FM, hopefully with no YouTube ads.
Back every year for like 10. Pregnant with my mom's, doctor told her it was slim. Was barrel for 9 months, but gave birth in the end. Pops turned 60, he proud what we done. In one generation, he came from Africa young. He said he met my mom's at the Century Club. Los Angeles love, kinda like Hustle and Book. Money turned 10, cross turned 2. Starting to see this life from a bird's view. We the ones that made millions off the curve. Fool in this rap, 10. Never made nerve moves. Hey, whoa. You keep taking me higher and higher. Yeah, Khaled. But don't you know that the devil is a liar? Hey. I know.
Right back.
They'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire. But we keep going higher, higher.
Nip, talk to him.
Emptied out the clip, it was broad day. Niggas always gotta learn the hard way. We gon' tape it off if we ball play. Put a half a moon crescent on your ball fade. Police hit the lights, that's a car chase. Looking back at my life, make my heart race. Dance with the devil and test all faith. I was thinking chess moves, but it was God grace. Crooked to ever till we all straight. With no shame, I peep game and it's all fake. South Central state of mind, high crime rate. Homicide, hate gang banging to get you all day. Look at my face. You keep taking me higher and higher. Told Caliban to phone to the bar break. But don't you know that the devil is a liar? I know. They'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire. But we keep going higher. Shoes is grape in the sky. I'm so high. We keep going higher.
DJ Khaled featuring Nipsey Hussle and John Legend, Higher, from the Father of Assad album. Again, great pull there, Mr. Chosen. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Love that song. It's just such a high vibrational song. Just you can't be mad and listen to that. You know.
Yeah.
So I guess that's where we were talking about in vibrations and pianos and vocals. And,
yeah.
One thing I would suggest, I've done this thing of listen to 90s music, 80s music, swing beat. That kind of era, which seems like it's more of a happy lifestyle. People talk about the 2000s and see like what instruments are taken away. What the RZA said that there's frequencies in music, and there is, And if you see that now we're at where it's the drum beats, the bass lines, it's like everything has been, strings have been taken out, and it's at a very darker type of vibration. And I was really thinking about it. I was like, you could put, what song would I say? Like, you could put like Guy.
Like the group?
Just a fantasy, yeah, or I like, or just from that kind of era. You see that the music is bright, it's bright piano,
yes.
It's choruses, it's thing, and it's really going stripped to a very dark kind of.
It's gone to more of an aggressive state.
And it's like the light's been taken out, and I think that definitely affects. Working in a homeless shelter with young men, I noticed that the dark music comes to hoodies up in the corner playing that. I'm like, that's the first thing you listen to when you wake up, listening to this dark kind of drill type music, because that's going to set your mind for the, you know, for the whole day. That kind of scared me, because your day has just started. And this is what the isolation over there, you know, hoodie up, playing this stuff. You're going to go out into the world already with a, you know, I believe, you know, with a mindset. So I think that's been very interesting on how the frequencies of music and just listen to music from different eras and see, like, wow, this was bright. People was dancing. But now it's just gone to, you know, another place. So this is definitely interesting, you know, conversations, man, to have. But just, you know, be aware and just listen beyond what you're hearing, see beyond what you're seeing.
For real. Because again, to your point, it's an analysis of the meaning behind the work. It's the most critical point of what these works convey, what the works mean. Because at some level, we're all different, and these works will mean something different to each of us. But to your point of finding that energy, when we think about what we choose to intake and when we intake it, that needs to be acknowledged, because that's a critical part of why we listen and why we do what we do. It's like you wouldn't eat your dessert at the beginning of the morning because you notice digestive consequences. You gotta grow your system. If you get up, my dad always tells me, get some fruit, get something to condition your system to be able to eat the rest of the day's meal. And if you do intake those more down beats, perhaps you take them. But at the same time, you have it so that, you know, that you have it, that you can contribute in a positive manner to start your day off,
and,
right?
And I think that's the power of what music can do.
Yeah.
It can invoke an emotion. It can make a feeling. Once you have an emotion, you have a feeling, you may do an action. If some music was, I want to smoke music or the drill. I'm angry with someone. I want to punch someone, hit someone, rob someone. And that's one of the only genres that can make you feel that emotion at any point, at any time, in anywhere and across the world. That's the power of music.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the reason why maybe the controllers would be like, yeah, we need to have a high stake in this, because we push the algorithm, we push the narrative, and these people follow.
Yeah, for real. And with that note of power, ladies and gentlemen, we go ahead and into the power prayer of the show. Well, first, Mr. Chozan, thank you for stopping today, sir. We really appreciate you giving these insights
to
the audience.
Welcome. It's been a great experience, man. I think that, you know, wish you best in all of what you're doing. It's just amazing, the talent that you have and the perspective with talent and intelligence with talent and ethics are, you know, nothing but a blessing being here, man.
My pleasure. Thank you for uplifting that even further, sir. So we're going to go ahead and get to the power prayer, ladies and gentlemen, and get the show rounded out. Again, I want to also give a shout out to all the Terps right now working this final regular week before finals week coming up. This power prayer hopefully will send y'all some good energy to power through, because after finals, we're over the hump, and that'll be either summer for many of us or graduation for a lot of us. So again, send this power prayer out to you and yours. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. God, it's me again, here to say thank you for your love that never ends. That love is empowerment to move on forward. So please, I ask of you, help me share this love on and pass it onward. Within this land, I see many that ignore this gesture of your grace, as beautiful as it is, bountiful, abundant, few ever seek its face. So to you, Lord, I humbly bow and ask that you please bless these words you have sent through me as I say them out loud, boldly, unashamed, right now. Truly, I pray that these words of love bring more of your children closer to you this day. Lord, how amazing you are in many ways, but in none greater than in the mystery of why you love us so much. And so I say, again, thank you for that omnipresent grace. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. God bless, ladies and gentlemen. Be well.
Yeah, people don't know what the world means to me. Things change and rearrange. Friends aren't friends anymore. People go behind your back to school on anything. Will we ever have peace? Someone tell me, please.
Ghetto USA on the block. Kids playing, hearing gunshots. Never fazed by the crimes that they witness. Follow me and come and see how I got this way. Young mama right there. Don't be cussing at your kids right there. Put the right foundation right here. So they can be is the best weapon. Spread love, show your real values. Set a true example by starting with you.